Business. The Ministry of Cooperatives and Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSMEs, Development has mobilized ₹60 billion from donor funds to support MSMEs. Cooperatives and Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, MSMEs, Development Cabinet Secretary Wycliffe Oparanya announced that the ministry has refurbished 21 constituency industrial development centers, which has consequently led to the creation of about 5,600 groups. Oparanya, who was speaking at a press briefing held on Monday at the NSSF building, mentioned that through the Financial Inclusion Fund, Hustler Fund, the ministry has managed to lend out ₹57 billion to 22 million Kenyans. So far, 2 million people have graduated from the Hustler Fund. These are people who have consistently borrowed money from the time the fund was initiated, and now they are moving to the small and medium enterprise category, said the CS. He announced that within the Hustler Fund mandatory savings of 5%, the ministry has generated ₹3.5 billion as of June 30, 2024. Regarding coffee, Oparanya stated that under the coffee sector, the ministry has advanced farmers ₹4.5 billion through reforms undertaken by the deputy president. The CS further noted that in the dairy sector under the new Kenya Cooperative Creameries, the ministry has guaranteed farmers a payment of ₹50 per litre of milk from the initial ₹37. We have agreed that a farmer will be paid half the money immediately he or she delivers the milk, either through cooperatives or directly, and the rest of the money will be paid as soon as the milk is processed, he said. In his remarks, the Deputy Chief of Staff, Performance and Delivery Management, Eliud Awalo, stated that his office and the Office of the Ministry of Cooperatives have agreed on several commitments that need to be achieved within the current financial year. He singled out the promotion of the Kenyan coffee as one, the ministry's commitment to endorsing coffee varieties in the local and international market through trade fairs. Awalo noted that coffee is currently facing the challenge of debts and revealed that upon verification of the debts, the ministry will waive the debts to a tune of about ₹2 billion, which has been accommodated within the budget for the financial year of 2024 to 2025. To address the issue of weak governance, he mentioned that the ministry will strengthen the governance framework through the dissemination of the code of conduct to various cooperative societies. The ministry will undertake the training of cooperative officials on issues of ethics and governance, and we will work with relevant agencies like the Ethics and Anti-Corruption Commission, he added. The Deputy Chief of Staff urged all stakeholders to create an enabling environment for MSMEs through the development of the financial inclusion policy to promote funding of such enterprises. The Deputy Chief of Staff, Performance and Delivery Management, in partnership with the Ministry of Cooperatives and Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Development, is committed to boost the economy of the country in various sectors.